Hello, and welcome to the Cute Critters Podcast. Today we are going to talk about leopard geckos and gold dust day geckos. Which one do you think makes a better pet? Let's find out. First, I'll talk about leopard geckos. What are leopard geckos? Leopard geckos are a type of gecko with spots, like a leopard. They are small reptiles. They can range in color variation as well. Some might not have many spots or not any spots at all. If you are considering a beginner reptile, leopard geckos are considered good beginner pets. They typically grow 7 to 10 inches long when full grown. Leopard geckos do not have sticky pads on the bottom of their feet, meaning they can't stick to surfaces to climb like other geckos do. Also, leopard geckos are crepuscular, meaning they are mostly active at sunrise and sunset and in the twilight hours. So, what do you need to take care of one? Of course, you will need a terrarium to keep your leopard gecko in. A good option is a 15 to 20 gallon aquarium with proper airflow, or buy a terrarium made for small reptiles like a leopard gecko. Again, the terrarium should be about 20 gallons for one leopard gecko. You also need a substrate. Sand is not the best for your leopard gecko, and it is harder to clean and replace, so it is better to go with a bioactive substrate. You can buy brands that have substrate made of things like coconut fiber, which is perfectly safe for a leopard gecko. You probably know that reptiles are cold-blooded, so your pet reptile will need a source of heat. Heaters that use light are often used, but an under-tank heater, or UTH, is recommended. You should also add a thermometer to measure the temperature, but you'll need two in your tank or terrarium. One should be in a warmer spot, and the other should be closer to the floor. You should also add one hygrometer to measure the level of humidity. If the humidity is low, then you might want to mist their enclosure. Don't mist their enclosure too often, though. The next step in setting up their enclosure is decorations. Yay! You'll need to add food and water bowls. You'll also need to add at least three places to hide, and then you can add plants or any other accessories you want. You should do your research, though, because the accessories should be safe for your leopard gecko. Now you can also add a light if you want. What should you feed leopard geckos? Leopard geckos are insectivores, meaning they only eat insects. In captivity, you should feed leopard geckos a diet that mostly consists of crickets. Yes, you should feed them live insects. The crickets should be fed before because that makes them more nutritious for your leopard gecko, or you should dust them with a calcium or multivitamin powder. Basically, you coat them with this powder or you feed them before. Treats that leopard geckos like include worms like waxworms, mealworms, and a type of worm called superworms. You should make sure your leopard gecko is healthy and that you are keeping it in the right temperature and humidity levels and feeding it a proper diet. Leopard geckos are full grown when they are about 40 grams, so if they feel light or if you are worried about feeding them too little or too much, you can weigh them. You play with your leopard gecko? Yes, sort of. You can bond with them, let them crawl on you, feed them, or make something new, like a little maze for them to explore. It also will provide enrichment if you put something new in their enclosure or rearrange the items in their enclosure. How long do leopard geckos live? Leopard geckos can live up to 20 years. Of course, not all of them will live this long, but some of them might. So if you're considering getting one, be prepared for a big commitment. Do leopard geckos sound like a good pet for you? Leopard geckos aren't very soft or cuddly, but they can still be fun to watch, feed, and sometimes interact with. Leopard geckos are smaller and more fragile. If you are completely committed and think you can do everything you need for a leopard gecko, then maybe they are the pet for you. Now we are going to talk about gold dust day geckos. Gold dust day geckos are only about 4 to 6 inches long. They don't need lots of space or are very hard to care for, making them beginner friendly, like leopard geckos. These geckos really like to climb with their sticky toe pads, so you need to provide them with a good space in their enclosure to climb. Gold dust day geckos are very pretty. They have different morphs. For the most popular morph, they are mostly green, sometimes with some orange, and they have this gold dust on them, giving them their name. This morph also has blue feet. Gold dust day geckos are diurnal, meaning they are awake during the day when most of us are awake. How do you care for a gold dust day gecko? For a single gold dust day gecko, a terrarium of 12 inches by 12 inches by 18 inches should do well. The terrarium should have one end that is a bit cooler, about 22 degrees Celsius, or 72 degrees Fahrenheit. The area where they bask, meaning in this context, to sit in the warmth to warm up, should be about 30 to 32 degrees Celsius, or 86 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. At the side of the terrarium used for basking, you should have a UV heat lamp. You should mist the terrarium once in a while to maintain humidity levels as well. If they are trying to shed and look like they are having trouble, it is important to mist their terrarium and add a small dish of warm water so they can bathe in it. For substrate with live plants, use hydrogen balls first. These help with drainage for excess water. The next layer should be a polyfoam mesh sheet. The top layer should be a soil mix full of nutrients made of things like coconut husks or cypress mulch. For plants, you want to include vines and broadleaf plants, since they would live in the jungle. You also want to have small logs made of wood and bark. You'll also want some places to hide. What do gold dust day geckos eat? Gold dust day geckos are omnivores, meaning they eat both meat and protein foods, as well as vegetables and fruits. In the wild, they will eat insects and drink nectar and pollen from flowers. Some experienced breeders feed them nectar and pollen, but when you are feeding your gold dust day gecko, you should start feeding them with a purchased pre-prepared gecko food from a pet store if one is available in your area. If you are using pre-prepared food, this should make up about 30% of your gold dust day gecko's diet. The other 70% should be made up of things like soft fruits and vegetables, as well as live insects like crickets, waxworms, or mealworms. Like with leopard geckos, you should dust them with a calcium powder. Gold dust day geckos do not like to interact with you, so you can't exactly play with them. They are fun to watch when they are climbing around and often sit still when they are basking. They are cute, funny, and fun to watch, as well as being amazingly colorful. They might occasionally take food from your hands if you are lucky. If you prefer a pet where you can watch it instead of actually playing with it, maybe a gold dust day gecko is the perfect pet for you. Which species of gecko makes a better pet for you? Is it the adorable leopard gecko who loves nothing more than to climb on you and be fed a waxworm from your hand? Or is it the cute gold dust day gecko who loves nothing more than climbing around the leafy jungle of his terrarium or hesitantly taking a small piece of mango from your hand? It's up to you to decide which of these cute reptilian critters make better pets.